Covering the story, 1010 Winds reporter Al Jones on I-40 is headed toward Wilmington, North Carolina. And Al, good to have you with us. Points along the impact region, you say, starting to look like ghost towns.
And you go closer, the closer you go to the shore, of course, the more people have heeded the warning to get out. There are some 4,000 folks who are already in shelters. Most of those folks came off the barrier islands. But even now, as we're heading back to Wilmington on Interstate 40, the main drag, couple of cars going in, bumper to bumper coming out. So people are getting away from the coast.
Al, for those who do stay behind, supplies, including gasoline, that could be a big concern.
Yeah, some gas stations have reportedly had 2 to 3 times their normal sales. You'll pull up and there's long lines. The other thing that's strange is that ATMs are running out of cash. That's another thing that's in short supply. Plywood at the hardware stores and, of course, generators. If you can find one, that's gold. And then, of course, you have to find the gas to fuel it.
And Al, you're hearing there's a lot of respect, a lot of fear about this approaching storm.
I think it's amazing how you'll hear most people along the coast will tell you, you know, we had this hurricane, that hurricane, we managed to get through it. You don't hear it this time. You do not hear from folks that we've had this kind of storm before and we'll get through it. Sure, there's a lot of people that are going to try to ride it out and stay near the coast, but everybody knows that this storm is something different.
1010 Winds reporter Al Jones in North Carolina with us on Reporters Roundup. Thank you, Al. Stay safe.
Thank you.